Welcome to Motivational Monday. I pray you are inspired on this day and that you are living life to the full. Well, I want to throw some stuff and see what sticks with your soul today. You know, in a world that prizes bigness, we need to be reminded that small is also beautiful. In a world that worships speed, we need to be reminded that slow is beautiful. Stop is beautiful. Sabbath is beautiful. An old proverb goes like this: fear less, hope more. Eat less, chew more. Wine less, breathe more. Talk less, say more. Hate less, love more. And all good things will be yours. I think that proverb has a whole lot of truth in it. Well, whether you are living wasteland lives or wasted lives, whether you are maxed out on materialism or zoned out on whatever's got you stuck or feeling just stammering and stopped in your tracks, stuck in a rut, Christ offers a place to stop. A place where you can go to warm your poor and cold soul. A place to explore the feeling that there has to be more to life than this. A place to examine your scattered, battered life and ask what kind of race you are running. A place to hit the pause button, which means a place to ponder why when you reach the top, you often hit rock bottom. A place to get off the carousel of greater and greater means and less meaning. A place to pick up the pieces after slamming into the wall of mortality. A place to climb down from the ladder that helps you reach enough to live by and puts you on the elevator that lifts you up to reach enough to live for. A place to conquer that old man river syndrome, feared of living and scared of dying. A place to escape all of this stuff where you believe that just those few good things are as good as it gets, that there's nothing beyond that. A place to ponder why those who work with the frailest and the neediest in our society are paid the least, not the most. A place to discover that somebody is stealing from you. Somebody is stealing the most precious thing you've got. Somebody is stealing your life. A place to realize that you can make millions of dollars and still flunk life. A place to explore the difference between the right to do your own thing and doing the right thing. A place to look at things from the inside out. A place to cut the chains of runaway thoughts and fears that run riot and that keep you on that treadmill that says, I'm shy. It runs in the family. I'm a born pessimist. I can never change. I'm no good. No one loves me. I'm trapped. You know, a place to stop is important. And when you're pulled over at the side of the road, you can actually take a good look, a good discerning look. So what's your deepest treasure? The treasure is within you. The treasure is not without you. God is that treasure. God says, Jesus says, come to me, all who are heavy burdened. I will give you rest. I will dust you off, pick you up, set you right, and send you out the door again. But I send you with love and with grace and with mercy. And I'll close with this. In the words of Jesuit theologian Thomas Green, the secret of floating is in learning not to do all the things we instinctively want to do. We want to keep our heads out of the water to avoid having our noses and mouths filled with the sea. But the more we raise our heads, the more likely we are to be unbalanced and to end up with a nose full of water. If we can persuade ourselves to put our heads back, to rest on the water as on a pillow, we don't sink, we float. You know, the water is a symbol of chaos. Faith is learning that you are part of the sea that is God, a sea that is powerful, uncontrollable, always changing, and always leading to new complexities. Faith is also trusting that God who created the waters, even given ourselves to the waters in trust of the God who holds us and carries us. Faith is our ability to trust Christ with our lives as we trust the water with our bodies. The water will carry you. Christ will not let you down. It is easy to trust God too little. It is difficult to trust God too much. And so sometimes we need to get lost, but life still knows where we are. Sometimes we might get lost, but God knows where we are. And so I send you motivated with this prayer. Oh Jesus, be the canoe that holds me up in the sea of life. Be the rudder that keeps me on the straight road. Be the outrigger that supports me in times of temptation. Let your spirit be my sail that carries me through each day. Keep my body strong so I can paddle steadfastly in this voyage of life. And all people say, amen. All right, folks, be safe, be well, be discerning, and listen to that voice of God as God speaks into your heart and mind and soul. Good day.